My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Good morning. Welcome. Good to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day. Here I am. Look at me. Okay, don't look at me. I don't know. Do look at me. Don't look at me. I haven't decided yet. So something is definitely amiss this morning, and I'm not sure exactly now what it is. Hang on a minute while I figure out what's happened to the screen here. Everything is off screen, zoomed in, zoomed down. I don't know. It's very strange. Okay. Odd, very odd. But yeah, things kind of bounced around in the night. This happens. So the computer, we do, you know, you have to do these updates, right? And of course, they do this stuff absolutely intentionally to create all kinds of other issues. Okay. I guess that's how it's supposed to be. Welcome aboard. Good to have you. For those of you listening on the radio, you're going, what is he talking about? For those of you that are watching me, you're, you're seeing kind of what I'm talking about, just moving some of the graphics around on the screen, trying to get them where they're supposed to be. All right. I got a great program lined up for you. 3 hours of great radio coming at you. Lots to talk about today. Judd Dunning will be with us. He's got a brand new art. Our swamp can and will be drained again, he says. We'll ask him how he intends to do that. We've got James Hurston will be with us as well. We'll talk woke Hollywood. So that's coming up for you. I've got a brand new motivational speaker that's going to be joining us bottom of the hour, Brett Oob. I'm told it's Oob. I guess the R and the E are silent. I'll find out from Brett when he joins me. But yeah, we'll talk about that. Escalating violence of Stranger Things. Netflix flag series Stranger Things enjoys a huge audience and been praised by critics for its writing, directing, acting, and more. Yeah, we'll get into that with James. Okay, and then what else? George Carneal Jr. from Queer to Christ will be joining us. We'll be talking about the impacts of these bills and different things that are coming up, and of course his 25 years in the homosexual lifestyle and what that was all about, and the dangers of what's happening to our kids. Rick Manning is with me. Rick, welcome, President, Americans for Limited Government. Great to have you. Thanks for jumping in, kind of on the last minute, but I'm so glad to have you.
My pleasure. It's always great to be on, and we've got there's so many things that are happening that it's Congress and it's amazing how fast Congress can move when they, shall we say, want to.
Well, and of course it's so funny because when people who are of a biblical conservative worldview want to address things like marriage or life in the womb and life from conception and what's being taught to our children about CRT and hate and all this kind of stuff. And legislative bodies in state houses bring forward bills to address these issues. The left goes apoplectic. They're like, these are not political. You're quit bringing social issues into the political realm. And then when the courts actually adjudicate properly and there's actually a constitutional perspective and even a Christian biblical, which is what our nation is, by the way, founded on. It's where all the freedoms and liberties come from. All of a sudden, like you said, they rush in and they're like, oh, we gotta fix this. We gotta make sure that our social construct is happening in the way that we want it to happen.
Yeah, that's it is astonishing how rapid the Senate in particular can move, if they want to. And we saw that unfortunately yesterday. The Senate has, as everybody knows, it takes 60 votes to get anything done by the Senate, which means, either party pretty much has a block on anything happening if they choose to exercise it. And because of fear that gay marriage, which was wrongly decided at the Supreme Court level, would be the next to fall due to post-Dobbs decision, there was a rush through the House and into the Senate to have to codify gay marriage. And lo and behold, this 50-50 split in the Senate, they managed to bring it up. They managed to say, let's vote on it. And they managed to get to 60, which means at least 10 Republicans voted in favor of it. And they ran it through. And so
And this was, I was busy looking up ESG scores. They ran, say that again, Rick. I apologize. They ran.
They ran a gay marriage bill through.
They ran it through the Senate too. They codified it through the Senate as well. So it's going to get signed into law by Brandon.
They had it. It went through the House. They had it in the Senate.
I didn't realize that it had gotten through the Senate. I'm sorry, folks. No. I apologize. Along with this, what I was looking up, Rick, was refreshing my memory about the ESG scores of the woke corporations, environmental, social, and governance. And so this new law, right, is going to come into play relative to the S score of the of woke corporations. I hear an echo. Is that me?
It's not me.
Somebody must have jumped into our call. Hi, welcome aboard, NSA, CIA, FBI, Eric Swalwell. I don't know. Whoever you are, welcome. We hear you. Interesting. I've got an echo now. Somebody's listening in, Rick. All right, let's try that, see if that helps. Okay, I'm echoing. All right, I'm going to call you right back, see if we can bump them off the line. Hang on, folks, we've got to call Rick right back. So, 1, 2, testing, 1, 2. Okay, so now the echo is gone. So somebody decided to jump into our call between Rick and I and play games. Hello, Rick.
Here we are. I'm back.
Okay. Yeah, it's gone now. That's good. I'm sure that, you know, whoever it is, if they really want to, if they're really intending to be eavesdropping on our conversation, they'll find their way back in again.
And one thing, I apologize. I read it too hastily. The CNN they haven't passed the gay marriage bill through the Senate yet.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
It's pending. And, CNN is busily has called all 50-cent Republican senators to get a sense of how they were going to vote. And it is, let's put it this way. If people care about, they need to call their senators and tell them no way, because it's on the precipice. That is, I quickly glanced at something before I went on the air, and it's and I've been re-looking it up. I realized I had misread it.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Pressure is mounting on Republicans to drop their long-standing opposition and join in a bipartisan moment for gay rights. I'm hearing a horrible echo coming back, and I cannot figure out why that would be happening. Hello. Okay, now it stops. I call it out, and it stops. The legislation is so important, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said as he opened the chamber Wednesday. Democrat marveled over the House's 267-157 tally with 47 Republicans, almost one-fifth of the Republican lawmakers voting for the bill. I want to bring this bill to the floor, and we're working to get the necessary Senate Republican support to ensure it would pass. So 202-224-3121 is the number to call. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Call the switchboard and just tell them what state you're in, and you need to speak to your senator's office and tell them you want them to vote no on the Protect Marriage Act, which is essentially, because here we're all up in arms right now over the issue of the transgender push and the sexualization of our children. And Rick, I have been warning for years now that as soon as same-sex marriage became you know, a thing, as soon as that happened, that immediately they would start teaching our children about this. And
they certainly have.
Yeah.
They certainly have. Your warning has been prescient. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, the fact there's a controversy now when Ron DeSantis tries to say, no, you can't teach, sexualize our children up to third grade is now a controversy, and it tells you everything you need to know, because, you know, the fight used to be over, you know, little girls of, you know, fourth, fifth grade, you know, sixth grade, 10th grade, and now the fight is over kindergartners.
Well, and the fight over, you know, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, 10th graders was, you know, should they be able to be whisked off to abortion clinics by counselors at the school without the knowledge of the parents? That was part of that battle. Now we're talking about, you know, introducing to little Johnny whether or not he and Timmy should have sex at 5 years old. Back after this.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. My special guest is Rick Manning, President of Americans for Limited Government. GetLiberty.org is the website, GetLiberty.org. You can also find him at CG Contributors at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. We were talking about the bill, and again, just a reminder, make that phone call, 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. That's the Capitol switchboard. Ask for your senator. Tell them no on the Protect Marriage Act. It's not protecting marriage. It's creating an abomination, and it will continue the radical push to sexualize children between the ages of 4 and 9. And that is what they're doing, and that is why Ron DeSantis and the Florida legislature passed the bill that they passed to stop that. Rick, there's another issue completely changing course, but it's critically important. It's called AB5. It's a bill out of California. There seems to be a lot of confusion on this, but obviously there's enough concern that truckers yesterday started a protest and blocked a major port in Oakland, California. Tell me what you understand about AB5.
AB5 is a piece of legislation which passed in California a couple years ago. It attacks the ability of independent owner-operator truckers from being able to exist in California in an attempt to force them into companies and be unionized and become part of the Teamsters Union. So the objective of this AB5 is really to create more union members. But in doing so, about 70% of the truckers in California are independent owner operators. They don't want to be employees of a company. They want to run their own business. And AB5 effectively says you cannot pick up cargo from various ports and the like. You cannot operate in California as an independent trucker. And because of that, we have, Portland Oakland is the third largest port in California. Long Beach and Los Angeles each, respectively, are the first and the second largest ports in California. And 40% of our imports come in this country through California. And without independent operators being able to take those things and transport them around the country, we end up with it blockades the ports and makes it so they don't have the capacity to get stuff from the ports to the retailers through the supply chain. And these truckers are saying, wait a second, this law is now being implemented. The Supreme Court refused to take up the case blocking the law. And so now even though it was done a few years ago, now the legal constraints against implementing are over. And California is in the midst of implementing this. And the independent trucker, owners and drivers are saying, wait a second, I've spent all this money on a truck. I've got, this is my livelihood and you're taking it away. And so they're, in Oakland have, blocked the port to stop imports to come in through or exports to go out through the ports. But the net effect of AB5 is it's going to block the ports permanently because there aren't enough trucks, absent the independent owner operators, there aren't enough trucks to actually, haul the cargo all that comes in through these ports.
Yeah, all the goods. Well, the other, you know, the other piece, I guess, relative to that is we already have these mass supply shortages taking place all across the country. And so now all they've done in California is potentially added to the lack. Now my understanding is that there are a lot of shippers who were saying, okay, you know what? We're not going to play with California on this. We'll start using other ports. Houston is a massive port and has massive capacity. And there's conversation about basically boosting the amount of supplies coming in through Houston. I think along Louisiana, there's potential or opportunity that exists. Alabama is another, you know, so along that southern corridor there, into the Gulf, there's huge opportunity there. And California may have just, you know, helped to further destroy its economy.
You know, that's possible. The challenge is it isn't really, really, really long way
around,
to get to, the East Coast ports, to the Gulf ports. And the reason for that is the Panama Canal was built 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And while it's been expanded, it can't handle modern container ships. They're too big. Mm-hmm. And so and you're not going to go around South America because it's treacherous.
Right.
So you actually have to go from, if you're going from, let's say, Saudi Arabia, it's a long, or you're going from the
Pacific side anywhere.
If you're going from Japan, you're going from China.
Sure.
Going south around, all the way around Africa to come back up, to go into the Gulf during hurricane season seems like it's a
non-starter.
It's a much longer, it's a long trek.
Yep. All right.
It's not a non-starter, it's just a long trek.
All right, we're out of time. Rick Manning, thank you so much for being with me. Find him at CGContributors@thechildrengenerationradio.com. Get signed up, childrengenerationradio.com. Great articles coming out today.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes my slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I greatly appreciate it. And, as I've been sharing this week, it's, we're doing something new, which we've been doing since the beginning of July, but really kind of getting into stride here as, the only morning show that is a biblical constitutional worldview. An unabashedly biblical constitutional worldview. And, we're pleased also to bring you some different stuff. Yesterday, during this particular segment of the program, we had a musical duo with us. We had Fern and Tiff, alternative Christian music. And then the second part of it, they actually did their song, I Know. And if you missed that, you can find it. It's actually up at my Rumble page, and you can see that whole interview. It's very nice. So I'm very pleased to do a little change of pace once again and bring you a positive motivational speaker who also happens to be a very successful owner of 5 car dealerships in Louisiana. I want to welcome, and I was told it's Oob. So the R and the E are silent. Is that how that works? Okay. All right. I want to make sure I say that right. Brett Oob, welcome to the program. Great to have you. Hang on 1 second. Let me do a quick, sound adjustment. I had the Clintons trying to jump in last time and they were echoing my sound. Every once in a while we get, NSA, CIA, whatever, trying to interfere with the broadcast. I don't know. Maybe they have a problem with biblical truth. Do you think is that possible that they can have a problem with biblical truth?
You never know what the deal is today. There's all kind of different situations that we have never seen before.
Boy, isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? So, as you're going out, one of the things you're focusing on is trying to help people in the midst of a lot of challenging circumstances and situations. And I didn't give you my line. So when someone asks me how I'm doing, I tell them that for a guy that got in a fight with a truck and won, I'm doing quite well. I actually had to save my daughter's life by diving from the passenger seat to the driver's seat, and we impacted a truck at 55 miles an hour.
That's when you, you know, I had a plane crash in 14 and, you know, that's, you know, that we had two passengers on board. And whenever we got out and we stood on the ground, I looked at them and I said, now you got to figure out what you're here for. You know?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
You know, when you survive something like that, you're not supposed to. It really at that impact moment, you go, okay, there's, you know, the mortality just kind of flashed in my eyes. Now I got to figure out how to live the rest of my life.
Being a pastor's kid, a pastor's son, obviously you have that piece of faith in your background. How does that impact your message and the success that you've had?
Well, I think you have two types of minister's kids, and one is the ones that really embraced it and, you know, wanted to live out that life and walk in their footsteps. And then I think you have one that kind of rebels against it and then comes back around later and says, okay, that morality has shaped my life and I'm probably the second. And so whenever I, you know, initially wanted to start speaking to people, I was probably 7 to 8 years old and, you know, we were at church that night and, you know, I really had the, you know, I think I have a, everybody has their own gifts and I think communication is one of mine. And I came home that night and I decided I wanted to be a minister. And so I, you know, pulled out the Bible and started preaching to my grandmother and my mother. And, you know, I thought that was the way that I wanted to go. And then, you know, I kind of, you know, shifted course as I became mature. And what I want to do is speak to everyone and I want to provide hope, you know, provide giving them a way forward and, you know, and taking people that feel stuck and give them a blueprint, not a, hey, we're going to fix it for you, but give them a blueprint of how to figure that out and how to move forward. But so many people start with these hopes and dreams and aspirations, and then they kind of start living daily life and they zap that energy because they did not get in a situation where they continue to figure out what that broader goal is that they're trying to live for and move forward.
So would you say that the first step that you have to address then is figuring out what that plan is or what that purpose is and kind of developing a strategy?
Well, for me, I think that first step is to try to repair your self-esteem. I mean, so many people, I think there's self-esteem in all avenues of your life. You know, I have some people I'll say that to and they go, I got high self-esteem, but you may have high self-esteem in your looks, but have low self-esteem in your ability to accomplish what your professional goals are. You may have high self-esteem in your professional goals, but have low self-esteem in your personal relationships. And so you got to kind of do a 360 walk around of who you are and repair whatever that low self-esteem event is in your specific area.
What are you finding are the biggest are there kind of a top three that you can say these are three of the things that I can kind of speak to that may touch the broadest audience when it comes to that self-esteem issue?
The broadest audience that I see is really, it doesn't, you know, there's less people that, you know, have the personal relationships and less people that have the quote unquote personal looks and the ability to hold conversation with people, and more it is they set out in life with these things that they want to accomplish, and then they hit their 20s and 30s and they kind of fall into the easy parts of life where they get their first job and they want to go down this path and they go down this road that is kind of the yellow brick road when they first get started, and they kind of give up on their big hopes, their big dreams, and then, you know, they kind of wake up and say, okay, life's passing me by, and they don't figure out how to get back on that pathway to success. And I would say that's probably the biggest one that I see. And then secondary to that and kind of goes with that is financial. And then third is the health. A lot of people just give that health goal up.
Would you say that what you just described is a big part of the reason why we see lives kind of explode to a degree somewhere between say 45 and 55 where people are going along, they're married, they've got kids, they've got, you know, kind of that kind of thing happening, and then all of a sudden it just kind of erupts, if you will, Is that perhaps because people wake up at that point and all of a sudden they're dissatisfied or frustrated that they've ended up where they are and they're not able to deal with that per se?
I think you're going down the right road. I think you look in the mirror and you know, and what people want to do is blame their life circumstances and blame what's happened in their life rather than look in the mirror and say, okay, I caused this. That doesn't, you know, that's another, you know, quote unquote self-esteem event, is rather than look in the mirror and say, I caused this, they start blaming life circumstances. And so you have to say, okay, I caused this, but that doesn't make me a bad person. That doesn't make me create any negativity on my part. But what can I do to move forward from this standpoint? And I think people go down that road and take that quote unquote easy road. And then 45 or 50, they wake up and go, okay, I've lived the first, you know, two thirds of my life. I got a third left. And how does that look? And some people get frozen in fear and some people say, okay, I'm going to change this trajectory and go in a different direction. And that's a very small percentage. And so, you know, they blame other things, whether it's their personal relationships, finances, their situation with their career. And then they kind of, you know, make hasty decisions, which is probably the reason for the midlife crisis.
Can a person make those kinds of changes and adjustments, do you think, within, you know, I mean, if they've spent, you know, 30 or 40 years, well, probably at that point, say 20, 25 years in a familial situation, they have a wife, they have kids, they have all these things, people who depend on them. Now all of a sudden, and it can be the man or the woman, they're like, oh, you know, this isn't who I wanted to be, this, whatever, what have you. Again, you're saying, you know, people tend to point outwards and blame people and their circumstances, but isn't there a creative way then to say to the team that they're on, hey, guess what? I have some exciting ideas that I'd like to pursue, and let's all go on this adventure together. Is that not a reasonable response?
Well, I think you have to, if you don't have your, you know, if it's your personal team inside your personal relationships on board, it's very difficult to be successful because they start looking to you for security, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Whether it's a female or a male. So I agree with you. Number one is you have to have your team on board. Number two, the biggest mistake that I see is people want to make drastic changes. They quit their job. They cash in their 401k. They get some kind of business idea with very little experience, and they start doing that on a daily basis. And then all of a sudden, 6 months, a year, 2 years later, they find themselves in a position of non-success. And really, it may or may not be non-success. It may or may not, it may or may just be they took risks that they weren't prepared for.
Right.
And
got to count the cost before you try to build the building. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with Brett Oob right after this. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is a, really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
All right, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest is Brett Oob. And Brett, why don't you tell folks how they can reach you? And you do motivational speaking. I assume you do a lot of work with corporations, go to different conferences and things of that nature. And I'm just guessing, but talk up how folks can reach out to you and maybe hire you to come out to their conference and give their company a boost.
You can reach us at my website, which is my name, first name, Brett, B-R-E-T-T, last name, O-U, B as in boy, R as in Randy, E as in echo.com. You can reach us on Facebook, which is Brett, middle initial K, last name's O-U-B-R-E on our fan page. We've got a Twitter, same name. We've got a TikTok, same name. And we've got an Instagram, which is the same name as well. And, of course, you can always email us at info@brettoob.com.
What are the, I guess, when you go out and at this time with, I mean, because there's a lot, you know, we kind of briefly touched on it, but there's a lot that's going on, a lot of challenges that people are facing, a lot of uncertainty, I think, over the course of the last couple of years, especially here in the United States with businesses and layoffs and just a lot of different things that are taking place. What are some of the words of encouragement? You mentioned self-esteem and trying to help people to build up their self-esteem. How does that play a role for an employee in a business? And how does that benefit the employer to have individuals that have a better sense of self-esteem?
Well, I think number one is the only one is that until you paint the picture in your mind of what you can be, you can't reach that opportunity. So once you repair that self-esteem, and it takes some time to do that. I mean, the minute you birth an idea, it doesn't repair overnight. And I think that's one of the things here in the U.S. that we all want to take a pill, you know, have one day worth of goal setting, and then we want it to repair the next day. I mean, it takes some work to do that. But once you repair that and you paint that picture in your mind of what you can and will be, and you get to that stage in your life, the situation with, the situation with your employer is you're going to see what success looks like, and you're going to start actuating that success. And when you start doing that, you're going to accomplish at a high level, which is going to make you stand out with your specific situation in your employment. When you do that, your employer is going to start pushing you to the different opportunities that within your company. And I think one of the missing links in our entire economy in the U.S. and probably abroad as well is that the people, you know, that we're missing that person that wants to come in and put the fire. See, you got a fire burning, or maybe that's an artificial fire burning behind you, but they want the fire to burn before they put any wood or fuel to make that fire go, if that makes any sense.
Sure, absolutely. And what you're seeing on screen right now is Brett's website, Brett with two T's, OUBRE.com. Find a way forward. Stop complaining. start achieving. And there's a box there for how to book him for your next event. How far in advance do folks need to reach out to you?
We have a schedule that we're basing on a quarterly basis. So, I mean, obviously, unless something cancels or something changes, it's hard to get it within the 90-day period. But usually within 6 months, we can put them on the schedule and set the event up, unless there's some kind of personal conflict in that situation. But let me go back to what we were just talking about, is that if you don't see yourself as the ability to achieve and you don't repair that self-esteem, it's impossible to achieve at a high level. It's impossible to stand out above everybody else, because you immediately go back to whatever picture you paint in your mind. You know, a lot of people will say, hey, I want to lose weight, but they still picture their self as somebody who can't do that and overweight. You want to picture yourself as somebody who wants to be physically fit, but you immediately go that back to, you know, I'm lazy, I want to sit on the couch, I don't want to do that exercise. You picture yourself as somebody who's financially independent, yet you immediately go back to, I have my credit cards loaded up, I'm financially in debt. Picture yourself as somebody who wants to accomplish at a high level, but you can't go that extra mile, get up to early, stay up a little later than everybody else, and put that extra effort in. And so until you change that picture in your mind, it's impossible to achieve at a high level.
It's interesting. I've read the book and applied the principles of the book Think and Grow Rich,
mm-hmm.
which I'm sure you're probably familiar with.
Sure, absolutely.
And it's interesting, because I think sometimes you have to read it the first time and maybe even a second time sometimes to really understand the significance of the title of the book. I mean, it gives itself away. The title of the book gives away what you're going to find in the content. And it's kind of what you're talking about. It's, you know, as a man thinks, so he goes. How we envision ourselves as a person of faith, as a believer, as a pastor, I'm trying to help people to understand what the transformation is from who you are before Christ to who you are after Christ. And I think the church is not doing a good enough job of helping us. You know, people get bound in sin, whatever that might be. And they get trapped in it, and then they go to church and they join a church where it's just kind of a club of other people that are dealing with the same issues. And as long as you're dealing with those issues, you can be part of that club. And in reality, what Christ did was he came and he truly set us free. It's easy to say, oh, he overcame death. Well, when you're dead, you're dead. Who's going to argue? I mean, you're not going to argue about that, right? Oh, I've got a better place I'm going to be when I die. But what if just for a minute you could imagine a better place that you could be when you live?
Right.
And that's what Jesus came and purchased. He purchased a better place for us to live here and now. And it sounds to me like, you know, your message of self-esteem is a means of addressing that issue. And then if somebody wants to take that a step further and say, well, I really, really want to address this self-esteem, you've kind of got the backpack to pull that out and say, well, let me tell you how you can completely fix this. And that's really cool. Brett, thanks for being here. I greatly appreciate it. Such an important message.
Well, I appreciate you having me, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak to your audience, and appreciate the opportunity to start the influence. You know, anytime you look at anything, anytime you get touched by anything, whether it's a book, a material, a podcast, or television program, or radio program, when you first get the idea and it sparked, and that's what people miss, that doesn't mean tomorrow you're going to be fixed. I remember when I first read the first leadership book and got the first leadership opportunity, and I read that book, and I didn't become a better leader that day. It took me 7 or 8 years, but the idea was sparked.
Amen.
I had to put the effort in.
Amen. Brett Oob, Brett with two T's, OUBRE.com. Check it out and think about having him speak at your next corporate gathering. Brett, thanks for being with me. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. George Carniel Jr. is on with me next. He's a pastor's kid, wrote a book, From Queer to Christ, spent 25 years in the homosexual lifestyle, and he writes about that experience, and we'll have that coming up for you next here on the program. Back with more Chosen Generation Radio right after this.